Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
I am your always sassy host, Nicole Radowski, because, you know, I can't be anything but. And with me tonight, I have a slew of awesome folks. A slew, that's a lot of you. So I have Dan Knappman.
Hello.
How are you tonight, Dan?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Pretty good, just nursing a two-day hangover. So, yeah, numb. It's good.
Two-day hangover. I kind of wish I had a two-day hangover, but no. I was working. Sorry. And also with us tonight is Tom Pedro White, Peds.
Thanks, Nicole. I'm very well. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I need the beer that he was drinking.
I know, right? We all do. We should all be getting around Dan's. Sounds like a rap party.
It was a bottle of Black Cow vodka, actually. It was very nice. It's made from milk.
How do they do that?
I was jealous up until that point.
they get the curds in the whey and yeah. Make cheese with the curds and then ferment the whey to make milk beer, and then they distill it to produce vodka. And it's delicious.
Okay,
if
then.
If anyone was going to know the answer, it's that guy.
Cheers, then. No shit. And last but not least, the lovely Kyle Adams.
Hello. How are you tonight? Yeah, very good, thank you.
Yay!
It's good to be back.
I'm very excited you're here, actually, because I'm like, we chat all the time in Twitch, but now this is like live chat.
Yeah, it doesn't get better than this.
Oh, he's like, yeah, whatever, shut up.
And for the record, I'm podcasting with no socks on, so there you go.
I don't have socks on either, or pants.
Okay.
It's true, I'm wearing
great.
Shorts.
Yeah. Anything else?
And look, tank top, because I'm hosting.
Well,
in
that
honor
has
of
to
Uncle
be done.
Greggles.
Yeah, in honor of the great man himself. Where is he today, anyway? Where's he slacking off to?
Greg actually has family stuff to do, you know. They had some good stuff they could do with Colin, I believe, so he's out with that. Robin is out getting drunk in Birmingham.
So he's in Birmingham, yeah.
And then
he's also in the chat.
Was he?
Yeah.
Mexicans are in the chat. Wait, what? Irish Mexicans.
Those Irish Mexicans invading the chat.
You know what was funny is that he actually went out to dinner and had Mexican food, and I'm like, really? And he's begging that they put warning labels on the frozen margaritas, and Greg and I are both in agreement that frozen is the warning.
He's been getting a touch of the old brain freeze.
Yes. I'm like, well, if it says frozen, expect that. At least in my very not-so-humble opinion. Burritos. What? Poor Bongo. No, and then, again, we want to send all of our good wishes to Mark and Jenny. Jenny's still in the hospital, so Mark is not with us tonight either. And Kim was watching her little four-year-old nephew do a tractor pull. So she was out with the family today, which I think is super cute. And he won first place for his division, so they're celebrating.
Yeah, picking up medals.
He's so stinking cute. He got a little trophy for it, and he wants to put it at her new house.
Uh-oh.
I'm excited for him. He's such a cute little dude.
How did he reach the pedals?
Really? Have y'all not seen the little tractor pulls? Little tractors?
No, we don't even do really tractor pulls in the UK. We just use them to farm, mainly.
Yeah.
No, we farm and have fun with tractors. It's multitasking, you know. Yeah.
You're down the West Country, aren't you, Dan?
Yeah, yeah.
You probably see more tractors than the average man.
Yeah, probably. And more horses.
Yeah.
They come through my village. There's a guy with a really old classic tractor who delivers shit to my neighbour every week, like horse shit straight to my neighbour. And It's so loud, that thing. But anyway, never mind.
Well, if they don't have tractor pulling in your neck of the woods, there's no chance for the rest of the UK.
No, exactly.
You guys don't know what you're missing.
What about you, Carl? Do they not have tractor pulling in Watford?
Well, I actually work on a golf course, so we do have tractors ourselves. But no, on the whole, we don't see too many tractors.
You have that Radio Watford. Sorry. That was in that movie. He keeps saying that too. He's like, well, Radio Watford.
Love Actually.
Oh, Love Actually. Yeah.
Like, thank you. I was like, I've seen the movie 5,000 times and can't freaking remember the name of it. How bad is that? But I just, that just reminded me of that. Anyway. So, quickly, what's going on in your world, Dan? Anything new or exciting other than your fermented milk?
UPS really pissed me off. I had a delivery. It was next day delivery, and it took a week to get here. So I've been really angry with UPS.
It's the worst, isn't it?
Yeah, because I've spent days waiting because it was a bottle of vodka I had to be signed for, and my neighbours aren't always in, so I had to be in every single day waiting for this vodka to turn up. So yeah, most of my week has been angry. I'm turning into Homer.
Took longer to get to you than it did to drink it.
Yeah, it did. It took me one night to drink it and 7 nights for it to actually turn up. But other than that, just more of the same. Waiting for the weather to get better, go out and get another surf session in. That'll be nice. But other than that, same shit, different day.
Okay, I'm going to ask a stupid question. What's your weather like?
It's been quite nice at the moment. There's just no waves, so.
Okay, quite nice means no waves. Gotcha. We're sending a hurricane your direction. Will that help?
Yes, it will. It will help indeed. In fact, it'll probably be too big in a couple of weeks' time. So, yay!
That's necessarily a problem, but whatever.
It is when you're in it and you're thinking, do I really want to be in this 12-foot swell? Probably not.
You do. Why not? As long as there's no sharks in there with you, right?
Oh, yeah, we get sharks.
Oh, hell no. Why are you in the water?
Because they're not the dangerous type. They're the massive type.
They're like nurse sharks?
Basking sharks. And we've had a few whale sharks recently.
Whale sharks are gigantic.
Yeah, they're the biggest fish in the world.
And you can have them.
I didn't even know you got them down there.
Yeah, now and then. Yeah, we get killer whales as well.
That's what I know about our British waters.
We have seahorses as well.
There we go. This is an education show now. Now we're talking.
We went from gaming to education.
Yeah.
Sorry. All right, Tom. Your neck of the woods. Anything good, fun, exciting?
No, it's all. I've got a 2-year-old, so that sort of like takes up a large sort of like trap of all my day.
There's a lot that free time goes on in 2-year-old world.
I know. Do you know, I'd love to have their life. I mean, they've got nothing to worry about, but if they do, they let you know. It's great. Tantrums and sort of like throw yourself on the floor. I wouldn't mind spending, a couple of days like that myself.
All right, I'm going to sound like a snot, but my kids never did that.
One of those.
I started mine off at 2 years old in sign language.
Oh, right, okay.
So if they needed anything, they would just sign it.
Yeah.
We never had a temper tantrum. So I totally recommend sign language.
Oh, I've got a few signs, but I usually do when her back's turned.
Okay, those don't count, and they're not polite.
Well, her back's turned. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So apart from that, no, not a lot going on in my world at the moment. But yeah, the weather, it has been hot the last couple of days. I think both days, for me it's hot, about 26 degrees, 27 degrees. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit.
No, that's in the 80s, but I'll take that.
Yeah, so we've had that for a couple of days. So yeah.
High 80s, low 90s. Yeah. Now, y'all know Ginge Ninge? He was just in France, and he's sending me 34C. I'm like, you can keep that shit. Because it was actually cooler here, because we were 26, 28, and then he was there. I'm like, no, you can have it. I don't want it.
So you're in Texas at the moment, aren't you?
No.
Are you not? I thought you were over there.
No, that's where I'm from.
Ah, sorry, beg your pardon. Yeah, because like you were saying, they've got all the all those weather warnings coming in, though.
Yeah, I actually live in Alabama. I hate even saying that. All these poor Alabama people are like, oh, well, fuck you, lady. If you were from Texas, you'd understand. But no, that's currently where I'm living.
Well, someone's got to live there, right?
Exactly. So it might as well be all this sass.
Yeah, exactly.
Sass, trust me. They don't get it. I get a lot of bless your hearts. Yeah, well, screw yours. No, I'm just kidding. And Kyle, how are you doing? How are things in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, not bad. I've been fairly busy. Not last week before, I was off work, so I was trying to get things organized. I sold my car. Because I'm just going to mainly use my bike, which I've just fixed because I come off it like an idiot and it cost me £1,600 to fix. So that was slightly painful. But other than that, I've been to a few football matches. The season's really kicked off now. Am I right in thinking that Brighton?
Yeah, you were there today, were you?
I was there today.
Hell of a challenge, wasn't it?
It was only knee high. It wasn't too bad.
No, yeah, apart from that, no, we yet to score. But yeah, was it a good game?
Watford looked like they were outdoing you until the sending off. Then we were holding on.
That's sort of what I expect, really. Yeah. I think most teams, unless men get sent off, it's going to be a tough season for Brighton in the Premier League.
Yeah. Oh, to be honest, that knockout looked pretty useful.
He's all right.
Yeah.
It's just the other 10 prats on the pitch with him.
Well, there you go. But yeah, that was fun. But no, other than a few football matches, that's about me done, really. What about yourself?
It's football season. My daughter's first game was today. It was hot and miserable.
Is this American football or soccer?
Soccer.
Just clarifying. Because there's not many Americans refer to our football as football.
I understand. But who do I hang around with?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's football. If I'm actually talking about American football, I use that term, either NFL football or American football.
Okay.
Or if I'm egg. Talking soccer, I just say
football. Hand egg.
What? I'm like, I hang around you guys. I've got to get it right, or you guys are going to give me shit.
You get very little shit from us.
I wouldn't have it any other way. Love you guys just the way you are. Really, I do. So, since this is a podcast about gaming, let's talk a little bit about gaming. Dan.
Yeah.
What have you been playing lately?
Not a lot, because I'm still suffering from labyrinthitis, so everything makes me spin out. I managed to play a little bit of something. I can't remember what it was now. So, yeah, not a huge amount. I've been playing Need for Speed No Limits on my phone. Phone games and Vita games, they seem to be okay. Maybe because I'm not even moving my eyes so much. So Don't Die, Mr. Robot. Been playing a lot of that. Love that game. Need for Speed on my phone. And the new Elder Scrolls mobile phone game, Hero Skyrim, or whatever it's called. That's really good.
Was that like an RTS?
No, it's a card game, a lot Hearthstone. But there's a single-player story mode. And you build up your deck going through that. Unfortunately, it's quite short. And if I want to play more story, they want 15, 16 quid off me. I want to find some reviews to find out if it's actually worth paying that for it. Because that's a lot to dump on a phone game.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. And if they're just going to end up giving me more cards and a crappy little bit of story, then I don't want that. But none of my friends have actually installed it and played it. So I don't have anyone to play against. So if any of you were on Battle,
it was a thing, so
yeah, well, if any of you are on Bethesda.net, add Hardly Dan and I'll play, because it's fun. It's good fun.
One of your fans will hunt you down.
I was talking about my PC fans.
No, Dan's going on about all his fans. He's so popular.
I did get recognized once.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you're beating them off with a stick.
kind of a big deal. What about you? What have you been playing?
What have you been playing? I just got FIFA 18 the beta, which I've tried.
That does not surprise me.
I know. I know. I do love a bit of FIFA. But, yeah, I know it's like a dirty word. Call of Duty and FIFA, everyone goes, oh, you're one of them. But, yeah, no, so I got access for the FIFA 18 beta, and or beta, depending where you're from. And I have to say, it's very much like FIFA 17.
That's a surprise.
No shockers, yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I'm shocked.
I know, yeah. They've put in like a new movement dynamic so that you can sort of like, they've been saying for ages you can do the 360 movement, but I mean, that is a lot more evident now that you have got that. You know, they've buffed up the graphics a little bit, the lighting's a little bit nicer. Brighton and Hove Albion's ground is now on the game, so that's the best update, obviously, now they're in the Premier League. You only get given a certain access. For me, I got a mode called Pro Clubs. And there's a way in which your player now, you can upgrade them. And they've put it on a skill tree. So it's that little touches like that should make for something nice. But the gameplay itself, if you're a FIFA player, I don't think you're going to notice too much difference from FIFA 17 coming across to FIFA 18.
All right, so. Let me ask you this. What was the very first FIFA game you ever played?
It would have been, probably on like the Mega Drive. I can remember, I couldn't tell you what number. I think it was FIFA 97 had indoor football on it, and yeah. I loved that. So that's earliest recollection. I think FIFA 97.
And the changes between that and this probably are phenomenal.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, the grass has physics now.
Well, we were playing the NHL whatever way back when.
Yeah.
And what it looks like now compared to it's like a whole world of difference. Like the characters now are almost realistic in comparison.
Oh yeah. Yeah, like I said. I mean, you can say, I mean, EA, they spend a lot of money on making games look shiny. You know, if you look at their Madden games, hockey games.
Sports games look shiny.
That's true. Their sports games do look good. Yeah.
Yes.
But
some of their other games.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I'm one of those. I mean, I hate on EA a little bit. I like them a lot more since EA Access came out on the Xbox. Sorry, PS fans, you should definitely bombard them to do something with it, because that's a great service. And usually, by the games come out, I mean, my biggest gripe with EA is that they'll send out games for deadlines rather than when they hit full completion. So you get the game, it's not good, and then you have to wait two patches later, then you've got an all right game. So if you've got EA Access and you haven't bought that game, by the time it's in the vault, it's usually running pretty smooth, pretty good game.
Yeah, I've got the Origin Access, which is obviously the same thing, but for PC, and it's great. I did try something else this week, just before I forget about it. I wanted to play Ni No Kuni. And I thought, I've got a week's free trial of PS Now. I looked it up. It's on there. Brilliant. It's on there if you live in America. There's nothing on PS Now I want to play. I guess I'm saving myself some money.
So you will not be subscribing after the trial?
No, in fact, I'm going to end it now because I've just remembered I've got to finish it on Tuesday.
Before you get the stinger.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I hate when they do that. You can have a trial, but we still need your credit card information so that we can charge you when you forget about it.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for that. I forget on these things all the time. Another game I played this week, recently, is the Modern Warfare Remastered, the Call of Duties. Like I said, I tick all the boxes for that sort of like gaming wankers. Like, oh, this guy, he plays FIFA and COD. Actually, I'm not a fan of COD. I haven't played a COD in ages. But, I mean, old school, I always called it COD 4. But these days, it's Modern Warfare, the first one.
Went
robot mode. Buy on its own without buying the new one. So I thought, right, I'll get involved in it. Actually, I have to be honest, I really enjoy this Call of Duty, like the multiplayer. Bit sniper heavy, I hate those bastards. But it's really simple boots on the ground first person shooter.
They've added in-game transaction micropayments and all that. Yeah, that bollocks, haven't they?
I hate that.
They have, but I don't feel you gain anything unless all that will do is make the game look shiny. If you know what I mean. I mean, I can't see why you would spend the money. Like, there are some games where I think, right, they're spending money because it opens up content. There's more to do when you pay your money. With this, it would be literally just like for a skin on your gun or a different character or some outfits or something. So it's all like the cosmetic of it rather than the gameplay itself. I don't think you'd enhance it by spending money. But no, I have to admit, just the three kill streak, you know, having a UAV, the bombers coming in and the helicopters, that's great. There's none of this sort of like over the top stuff going on. I really enjoyed it. I thought the maps were good, and going back playing the single player campaign with it all looking a bit shinier, I've really enjoyed it. I would say if you played it the first time around, it's definitely a good game, and the memory of it is a lot better than actually playing it. So yeah,
I want to buy him some internet.
Oh, is it Skyping?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
No.
You need subtitles.
I know, right? It's funny. But we use EA Access here because I have kids. That's why. I mean, it's cheaper on me to spend $30 on that or whatever it is a year than go buy, you know, the 5 or 10 games my kids want.
Yeah.
So I'm like, and I have two kids, both like different things. But both seem to, like, Sean, he's already done the, and I actually think he downloaded FIFA 16 and 17. I'm like, dude, it's the same game. But sucking up my space, get 16 off the Xbox, play 17, and then don't let my friends see that you're playing it, because then they'll think I want to play. And I don't, because I suck at it. I'm as good at that as I am at Forza.
Ah,
which means I suck balls, but don't take that literal.
There's a sound clip.
I know. Oh god, I'll hear it again on Twitter later.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Dogs.
I might beat Marcanics too that one.
No. No thanks. Have you been playing anything else, or is that your?
No, I picked up that Trials Fusion. I already had it. But it was with the Games of Gold this month,
yeah.
So I thought I'd put it back on again. Yeah, still really enjoy that game. I mean, I suck at it, but it's a good when you, the easy levels. It's a good way to sort of like kill off, a half hour if you've got it spare. I like games where you can just drop in. So.
Now I got it because they played the shit out of it before, and we had the competition.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, it's free. I'll get it. And I downloaded it, and that's as far as I got.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's all right. It's a fun little game.
There's a really long one, one of the events. I absolutely loved it. It takes like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And, getting a perfect score on that took me quite some time.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those ones when you start, I find like you start off and you're bad, and then you sort of, oh, hang on, I'm getting this a little bit better, and then I was starting to think I was quite good, and then when those harder courses come in, you're like, ah, no, I suck.
It's even worse when you get the ghosts of your friends racing it, and you're like, how exactly?
But some of it's like millimeter, isn't it? It's like, it just has to be perfect, yeah. It's a fun game.
So they do the same thing that Call of Duty does, where you can have your quote-unquote friends playing against you, but it's just pulling from your list, your friends list, and it's really not, it's AI with your friends' names on it.
No, it's your friends run at it, saved, and then you see them as a ghost on the screen, so you can see
that's
where they've cocked
worse.
Up. And...
yeah. That's pissy. Oh, I'd much rather just play AI ghosts than actual, oh, look how much better I did than you on this. Y'all be
you can turn that off. It's good if you want to kick some ass. See how they've been doing things and maybe you've been doing something wrong. It's kind of handy for that.
Yeah, you can sort of like learn. There might be a bit you're just stuck on. You see how they've done. You're like, I could do that.
Yeah. No. I'm going to have to play it again now.
Damn it. Yeah, it's been fun actually. Yeah, yeah.
Kyle, is that a game that you've ever played? That Trials Fusion?
No, I downloaded it, but I'm yet to try it.
So
and
he's
got
the
a
same
bike.
One as me.
It should be up your street,
together, dude.
I'll have a go.
All right, Peds, is that it for you?
Yeah, that's it for me. Yep.
All right, Kyle, your turn.
Right, well, let's drag it back to Call of Duty. The Call of Duty World War II beta is on PlayStation 4 at the moment. So I pre-ordered it the day before the beta was due to go live, just to get the code that you need, because I'm going to pick it up on Xbox. But I think that's next weekend or in the week or something. So yeah, I've had a few games of that, and it's awesome. I can really see myself putting a lot of time into this one, because once we started flying around and running on walls and double jumping and all that, it wasn't my thing. World at War was my favourite online shooter COD, and this is what this is. It's shinier, but yeah, it's World War II at its finest, shall we say. But really enjoying that. I will probably double dip on this and get it on PlayStation as well as Xbox, so I'm probably the problem. But I'm really looking forward to this one. I've always wanted them to make another World at War, and I have my fingers crossed and hopes very high that this is it. So other than that, I have played and finished Sonic Mania. I was a big Sonic fan when I was, I don't know, 6, I think, when the first Sonic came out. You've all heard the story, I'm sure, about what happened at EGX, where we queued up for ages and Pilch walked all the way through the line and then just walked straight past the consoles and didn't have a go. And there was this really overexcited woman about Sonic, and we were just like, yeah, but it looks like the same shit that it was. Although I was playing along because I actually like Sonic, but shh, don't tell anyone.
Following that crowd.
Yeah. I like Mario too, don't get me wrong, but yeah, Sonic was my favourite. She was saying that you can't play any more than this part, and we were like, well, why? It's just Sonic. And now I've played the full game, I understand why we couldn't see any more. It's because if this is for Sonic fans, I think I was listening to another podcast, I can't remember what it was now, and they were saying how it was basically made by fans of Sonic as well as and published by Sega rather than made by Sega. I don't really get too into that, it's all a bit too much for me, but you can really tell if you've ever played the Sonic game and liked it, this is just a mishmash of all them. It's got bits from Sonic 1, 2, it's got Knuckles in it, the lightning shield thing. It is just all things thrown together. Every act has its own boss now, which is different. Some are as frustrating as hell. I did actually quit, I think it was twice, because I was getting so frustrated and dying all the time. I won't spoil anything, but right at the very end, there's something that happens, and I couldn't work out what was supposed to happen, and it was really annoying me. I was actually getting timed out, so 10 minutes in a Sonic game is a long time, and yeah, this happened to me about 3 or 4 times, and I just turned the bloody thing off. And anyway, I was trying this, that, and the other, and eventually, I got to a point where it's like, I've got to Google and look up what you're supposed to do, and I did that. So I paused it, looked at the phone, unpaused it, and what was supposed to happen had just happened, and I had literally just read it. If I had waited another 5 seconds, I would have worked it out on my own, and I was absolutely gutted. But as I say, if you're a fan of Sonic, it's 2D platform style, just like the original.
Jim Sterling's done a great video on that, so if you go and check out his YouTube channel for his Sonic video, it's well worth watching.
I should have a look. I will be playing this again. I'm a bit gutted that I didn't pick it up on the Switch, because it could be a nice little game that you just sit there playing around with, but I went down the Xbox route because it throws achievements at you. I'm still into that. But yeah,
if you want achievements, you should be on PC. There are games with like 5,000 achievements now, and they just chuck them at you all the time. Oh dear.
We lost Peds.
Oh, and he's...
Is he, but his car's there.
Back in the room.
As you were.
I love Sonic, so that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, there's... I won't say anything, because when I saw it, I was just like, oh my god, I can't believe they've put this in here. But there are if you've been with Sonic through the years, you will just smile to yourself and think, oh wow, this is incredible, I didn't ever think I'd be playing this again. But yeah, go pick it up. It's about 15 quid, 15, 16 pound. And yeah, for me, it's worth every penny. But that's all I've been up to, really.
99 here.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I want to mention Gems of War. I know Kim's not here, but yeah, been playing a lot of that.
Love you for it. It's okay. You can mention it.
I'm in the guild, so it's all good. Although she's been slacking recently, so get on it.
There's a guild?
Oh yeah, it's a G4TE guild on the Xbox. There's three of us in it.
That's, a whole three?
Yep.
Y'all are kicking ass and taking knees, aren't you?
There's only 27 spaces, so get in quick.
That's funny. Just because. All right. Did any of you guys play the Sea of Thieves beta? Alpha? It's an alpha.
Still not been invited into it. I applied for it ages ago, and yeah, still not in.
They've been sectioning it out, so there was, like, this. I just got the one that they just had recently and tried it, and they could, in my opinion, give you a little more information than this stupid piece of paper that says, go here. Because you look at the paper and it just says, go to this place. And I'm guessing everybody's is different. I'm not sure. I played with a whole bunch of guys who, for whatever reason, couldn't hear me. But I could totally hear them and all of their beautiful comments. And they kept calling me Amethyst. Like, you guys can't read either, apparently, but whatever. But I just followed them around and did whatever they said. It wasn't very intuitive, but it did give you a lot of opportunity to go explore. And there was a time where I decided I was going to swim across the way to this island because I saw it, and I was like, let's see if I can swim. And I was swimming quite right. It was easy, no problem. And there's this blue, scary, ugly mermaid thing that kept following me around, and she scared the shit out of me because she was so ugly. And I'm like, holy crap, she's going to freaking eat me or something, or zap my ass in the middle of the water. I'm going to lose all the bananas I just got, or all the cannonballs, which I'm still trying to figure out how I was swimming with cannonballs and bananas, but whatever. And no, she's the way back to the ship. She's there to rescue you. So, she's not a siren. She's not there to kill you and drag you under. She's actually there to rescue you. But they don't tell you that until you get, like, right up on her. And she, like I said, she's just super scary looking. She was, but whatevs. It's still cool. I think it'll be interesting once it's all together. Mm. And if we play with people that we know. And, I mean, because it automatically just kind of throws you into this match with other people. You all start out the same, basically naked and afraid. No, not really. You're still clothed. And I noticed that almost everybody was a woman. Like, out of the four of us, three of us were women, and there was one dude. It was like pirate women. And it's like, okay. You didn't get a choice on what you looked like.
Yeah.
It's still interesting.
Yeah, I really want to play. I've been following it since I first found out about it a couple of years ago. And just so annoying that I know loads of people that didn't really care about it. They're getting to play it, and I'm still here going, come on, give me my code. Right?
Well, that's what I saw. You can see in your friends list on the Xbox who's been playing the game. And I'm like, they're playing. Why not me? Yeah. And I really would love to get together with a big group and be able to play it.
Great if we could have a VG Hub pirate ship.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I still can't really figure out if I want this game or not. I think it will be the other people who have the game will make this game for me or not, if you know what I mean. Yeah. When I see it, I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. I know people get excited about it, but you know, there's some games you look at, and this one, I was just like, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so. In that same vein, Red Dead Redemption was an awesome game.
Mm.
But it was so much better when you had your posse with you.
Yeah,
and you guys would go and do stuff together. So I'm guessing that this will be a great game, but will be so much better when you have your pirate crew with you and can go and plunder whatever.
Booty.
Well, you can plunder booty. That's...
Yeah.
Yes.
I've got a Sea of Thieves
towel. There you go.
That was the theme of last month's Loot Gaming crate, was booty. So yeah, the only thing I can reach at the moment is this Uncharted 4 coin purse with a little doubloon in it, which is kind of cool. And
that's cute.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves towel, which is it's good.
Yeah, so I'm putting it out there that if you guys get the game, let us know. We'll all get together and we'll play. Because I think it's going to be one of those that's going to be super fun with the right crew. And that's us. All of us. Cause,
naturally.
Of course. Who else, right?
Because we're the cool kids, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we're you not in on a Saturday so night.
Yeah.
And then finally, back to Minecraft. I can't escape that game. My kids love it, so I'm constantly playing with them. And then when I have one of those days where I just don't want to be... I can't be arsed with anything, I play Minecraft.
It is a really good game to just do nothing to, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
is.
Yeah,
I must admit, I go to it every so often.
Yeah, I like the music. Mm. And if you... I have the Chinese. I downloaded the Chinese mythology pack, and I love all the cherry blossom trees.
Yeah.
And I could sit there and listen to that all day long. The music that they have in there, it's not super creepy. Well, there's a couple of them that have creepy music, and I can't
get on board with that.
Mm-mm. It's not relaxing when you feel like, you know, somebody's gonna come stab you in the back of the neck or something. Yeah. Can't do it. Sorry.
It's affecting that Minecraft feng shui. Yeah.
I don't know, Richard. Do we have a... Oh, and I forgot to mention poor Richard. Oh, my God. Rich, I am so sorry. But he's, like, in the background taking care of all the business end of this. So I want to make sure I give a little shout-out to Richard.
He's doing all the important stuff.
He is. He's... Yeah, he's going to be my tormentor on Twitter when he does the soundbite.
Yep.
Like Mark usually is. Do you have a news jingle for us?
I don't. Welcome to the news.
that was next level.
Next level. Fuck it, here's the news. No. So I'm going to read a couple of things off, and I'm going to have you read off the Final Fantasy one, Dan, because that's so up your alley. But I will mention the ReCore one that you brought to us. That ReCore Definitive Edition is coming out September 29th of this year, and it's free to those who already have the game. I'm sure that will make Greg extra happy because you know how much he likes definitive editions of anything. And it's $20, and we're guessing, or £20 if you don't have the game. So, Dan, your Final Fantasy, it's your turn.
Yeah, well, the PC version is finally going to be coming out next year, so that's taking quite a while. We still don't actually have a date for it sometime next year, but it is going to have mod support. That's pretty much the news. Apparently, they're not going to be... they want to have the mods as free as possible, and they're not looking at whether... They're not talking about whether or not they're going to moderate the mods, but they're asking people not to make any nude mods, so of course that won't happen.
I wouldn't. I'd bathe them.
Yeah, well, I don't have the skill to make mods, so I'm not going to be doing it.
That'd be Rich. Rich is a mod dude. Because I think, was that Skyrim he used to do? Rich?
Yeah.
Pop in here. Was it Skyrim?
Was Skyrim, wasn't it?
Yeah, I still mod for Skyrim.
See?
Still do bits.
Like, that'd be totally Rich. He'd be like, no mods? My ass. Here you go.
Yeah. Never been into the nude mods, though. It's not really for me, that.
Well, if you can mod it so every single character has jiggly boobs, even if they're just clothed, that would be great for me. Even the guys, just all of them, just with massive boobs.
Just gender-neutral jiggly boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get a crowd fund together.
Hey, you do that. You go right ahead.
Actually, have you seen the Final Fantasy 15 mobile version? It is, the characters look really freaking weird.
I get an ad for that all the time on my phone when I'm playing other games and I want a coin or a gem or whatever. It's like, I'll see that and I'm like, hurry up, my 30 seconds, so I can get whatever I need and not watch this again.
Yeah, I get the same.
I don't play many phone games.
And your next bit of amazing news, which I really thought we'd already done, like, we're done with this, but I guess not.
Well, about the Xbox One. Microsoft basically discontinuing sales for the original Xbox One. So there's that.
It boggles my mind. I'm like, I thought that they would have just phased it out. I mean, because they've had the S and now this other one, and I thought they would have just quit this already.
Yeah, well, it basically means that if you're in the market for an Xbox now, you can only really get the One S or the One X. So,
yeah. Did anyone pre-order the One X?
I've seen a few people that have, and I just had to shake my head.
Oh, I've pre-ordered it.
You'll be shaking my head. Yeah, I won't put a pre-order on.
I also pre-ordered the Minecraft one as well.
Oh, did you?
That was you?
Yeah, I pre-ordered both.
You were the one? First? No, I'm just kidding. No,
it'll be worth money one day. That
last week or so, right? Or the week before that you had gotten both?
It was after the Gamescom thing last Sunday. The pre-orders went live.
Yeah. So, because I think there was you that got the two. Was that in Twitter that you mentioned it, maybe?
Or Discord, I can't remember, one or the other.
Yeah, something. I was like, I just remember seeing it. And then Mark has pre-ordered, I do believe Greg has, and...
Bongo has as well, isn't he?
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure Bongo and Kim. So, they've all pre-ordered, so I'm going to wait until everybody tells me how it is. Then, I'll save up. Well, I'm still in the process of saving, because my plan, which I hate to do this, because I don't think my kids need an Xbox in their bedroom, but my daughter, we moved one of the Xboxes into her bedroom. And now I have to fight for TV time on mine. Like, if I don't want to play Xbox and want to watch TV, and my son wants to play Xbox with his sister, I have to fight for the TV. So I'm like, I'm going to give him possibly my 1 terabyte, and he can have it in his room. Those two can play and scream at each other through their wall, and I'll be totally happy with that. And I can still watch TV, or I can play Xbox as well.
Sounds
so
like a plan.
I'm waiting. I'm just biding my time till that price drops, like, at least $50. No, I'm just kidding. Probably. I don't know. I know it's expensive and I can't afford it, but it'll give me time to try.
I think the price point was a little steep for people, considering it's not necessarily a new console, although it is capable of more. So I think the price will come down relatively quickly. You'll see its first price bump.
Yeah, so. And I just never have been a... I mean, I remember the Xbox 360 when it came out. I got one fairly early on. Never said a damn word the entire time because I was like, it was me and one other girl that I could always hear playing Halo, the original Halo. But it was hard. And all these guys, but I don't think I've ever, I don't think I've ever bought a day one. I've always waited. It just seemed the thing.
I'm super impatient. Can't do it. I'd sit there itching if I know someone's got something, and I'm like, wonder what it's like.
No.
I'm trying to convince myself not to buy a Switch on Tuesday.
I see. I didn't get a Switch, and I'm still, I was like that when that came out. I was like, do you know what? See, I love Nintendo, but they've missed the mark for me a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. I'm still on my jury's out for me on the Switch.
Jury's out for me too on the Switch. I don't know that I can totally afford. I mean, for the price that it is, yeah. I want a crap ton more games. Although I do still want to do that, whatever that little paint game is.
I thought you were going to say you still want to taste one of the cartridges.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? I kind of want to do that.
I do too.
What?
But why would anyone want to buy a second-hand Switch game?
Yeah, someone might have licked.
Yeah, exactly.
That's ridiculously gross.
Yeah, so I'll have
and
to get
I
a
work
new
with
one.
Kindergartners, I've seen gross.
I went to a boarding school. I'm still scarred.
So, speaking of the old days and women having issues, I'm going to read this little news bit here on how Australia's gaming industry is leading the way in fighting sexism. So they have a crop of female developers that are aiming to empower more women to break into the historically male-dominated industry to right the gender imbalance and ultimately create games suited to women. Which I don't personally have a problem with some of the games that are out there. Like, I don't think Gears of War could have been any better had it had more women in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they're doing all kinds of neat things. They have a school set up. They're doing a thing called the Working Lunch. And these are all programs for people working in the industry. I actually have a friend that I was gaming with that now lives abroad and works in the gaming industry. And she loves it. She's not experiencing what some of these women do. She's in the art department. That's what she creates. She actually did some stuff for Call of Duty. So she did one of those, which I found absolutely fascinating because I'm like, I know a person that, like, actually know a person. But we were talking about this a little bit earlier when I asked you guys about the news article. Do you feel that there is a lot of gender bias in the gaming industry?
Not just the gaming industry, but yeah, I mean, the hell of a bias in when you look at like the teams that are playing, they're generally always male. The role models that you see generally always male. All the adverts that you see on TV for games, they're always shoot 'em ups trying to appeal to 13-year-old kids, boys. So yeah, definitely.
I thought it was moving in the right direction. Because like, there's not a game out there now with customization where you don't have a male and female character and things like that. So I just thought, I don't know, maybe I'm in that little box. But I thought games were just moving and the whole gaming things were moving in the right direction.
It is, but it's just incredibly slow. That's the problem. And in the technology industry as well, people always malign women in the technology industry, forgetting that... computers at NASA and at I've forgotten where it was where they did the Enigma. They were women figuring out mathematical problems. They were known as computers before we had computers. So yeah, I mean there's a terrible issue, but it's everywhere. It's not just in the gaming industry.
Well, I know I can get a male and female Siri on my phone, so I feel like it's moving in the right direction.
I don't think you can... about the Siri thing, though. Mine is a British male.
Okay.
The female ones, and this is same with the anything that's GPS, I always make it a male, and I generally make sure it has an accent.
So you're part of the problem then, Nicole?
I don't want it to piss me off. The women nag.
Yeah.
I mean, and as a woman, I don't want to be nagged by another woman.
So you get that condescending British male. Please go left.
Pretty much. But that I can handle because the accent kind of makes it cute. So I'm good with that. I'm like, well, he doesn't mean it. It's okay.
It's just his way.
Yeah, sorry. It's just his way. We're good. Yeah. And it's my daughter's changed hers to the male. and we've named it something else. Oh God, you're gonna kill me! But my guy is actually named Tom.
Naturally,
it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, you say that now, Nicole. We all know the truth. Come on, we'll move over. We'll pass that by. Carry on.
Excuse me. No. I promise, it really does have nothing to do with you.
Come on, we know. Come on.
No. I know in the past I've seen on Twitter, which Twitter is rampant, as Richard said, with idiots. Yes, Rich, I'm throwing you under the bus here. That a lot of women get death threats in this industry. So I'm hoping that whatever... and the Australian group is doing will be for the better, and we will be able to move forward. Not just as, you know, as people together, women and men together, not just, you know, this being a woman thing or this being a man thing, but as a people thing.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
It does.
It does. Thank you. Thank you for lying. All right, so the gents are going to EGX. So Friday and the 22nd of September is pizza and beer. So if you guys want to come along, join up, whatever. So far, Robin, Mark, Chris, MJW, Verbal Rob, Richard Natris, Pilch, Chinny and Stew. I guess Chinny and Stew is like a thing because they're together.
Yeah, they are.
They come as a set. You don't get Chinny or Stew, you get Chinny and Stew. John Mouse and, oh, Flecky. Daniel Lewis Danson and his, what does it say, brother? Brother. Who wrote brother? Anyway. I would reach out to any of those gentlemen that I have mentioned on Twitter if you guys want to come along and meet up with them. It probably will be filmed. It probably will have a bunch of alcohol and singing, so just expect that. Just saying. So now comes the fun part of the show. It's quiz time! I love the quiz, because I'm not playing. Kyle's already put out his answers.
Yeah. We know Kyle's ready.
Kyle's like, screw it. Here's my answers. So, if you gentlemen are ready, I've already set your names, and I did proper names. I didn't do, like, grunt or whatever. And I'm going to assume, Rich, we don't have a jingle either. So, question number one. In the original Xbox game, Crimson Skies, High Road to Revenge, what is the name of the protagonist that the player controls? Is it A, Jack Wellington, B, Drake Wilson, C, Nathan Zachary, or D, Perseus Leopold LaFleur III, a.k.a. Percy? A, Jack Wellington, B, Drake Wilson, C, Nathan Zachary, or D, Perseus Leopold LaFleur III. That's all your answers. Look at that. And three different answers it is. So, Kyle didn't change.
Nope.
He stayed with his original answer of A. Dan chose D. And Tom chose B. And I can tell you guys, and I'm so excited to say this, and I'm fucking one of you got the right answer. It's C, Nathan Zachary.
Joint effort. Well done, peeps.
Yep. Chug a beer. No. This would be better if it was a drinking game, right?
Yeah.
You'd have to do bullied. More than two questions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would have to do more than two. We could take all the past ones that none of us will remember anyway. All right, so So if you'll clear your answers, I will go on to question number two. There you go, bud. Watch it. I'm like, watch this scroll. All right. So, as I said, somebody pre-guessed. So, the original Diablo took place in the town of A, Westmarch, B, Harrogate, C, Caldium, or D, Tristram. Is it Tristram? Tristram? Some, I don't know. It was a tryst. So, the original Diablo took place in the town of A, Westmarch, B, Harrogate, C, Caldium, or D, Tristram. Oh my god, look at you boys. I'm going to guess that you guys played.
No, I just copied the call.
Yeah. I can tell you guys that I'm even more excited about this answer. All three of you have the exact same answer, and the answer that you have put upon the screen is letter D, which is Tristram, which is correct.
Oh, well done, everyone.
I know. Well
done. Yeah, we've united as a group to get, so there's no winners or losers.
Yeah, we figured out the right one on the first question, just didn't put it in. Because
that's okay. I will remember that when Greg asks. I will remember that. All right, then. So, Peds, would you like to read our new releases? I have actually copied and pasted them in there for you.
Ooh, new releases. So, this is between August the 26th to September the 1st. We have got Absolver on the PS4 and PC. That's August the 29th. We've got Coldcept Revolt on the 3DS. We've got Everybody's Golf on the PS4. Hello Neighbor on the Xbox One and PC. And we've got Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle on the Switch. These are all on the 29th, by the way. Pillars of Eternity Complete Edition on the PS4 and Xbox One. We've got Redout on the PS4 and Xbox One. We've got Warriors All-Stars. We've got XCOM 2, War of the Chosen on PC. That's we've got Yakuza Kiwami on the PS4. And we've got Life is Strange Before the Storm on PS4, Xbox One, and PC on August the 31st. Would you like your monthly freebies? Is someone else doing that?
I think I'm going to let Kyle, because he's... Kyle. He's being so quiet, so we're just going to throw him under the bus.
Okay, well, on the Xbox One, Trials Fusion is still available from August 16th to September 15th, if you haven't picked that one up already. Then on the Xbox One, Forza 5 Game of the Year Edition, available September 1st to 30th. And then September 16th to October 15th, you can pick up Oxenfree. And over on the 360 and backwards compatible, you've got Hydro Thunder Hurricane. That's from the 1st to the 15th. Battlefield 3, and that's August the 16th to the 30th. Oh, is that meant to be September? Maybe that's meant to be September. Work it out for yourselves. I might not have updated that, but I think that's meant to say it's September.
I think that is meant to say so.
Yeah, I think so.
I put that in there, so.
So Battlefield 3, I think, towards the end of September. The PS Plus games, they haven't announced for September yet, so you can currently still get Just Cause 3 on the PS4, Assassin's Creed Freedom Cry PS4, That's You PS4, bonus title, don't know what that means. Super Motherload PS3, Snakeball PS3, Downwell PS Vita, and Level 22 PS Vita. And that's...
I just realised I've played Just Cause 3, Downwell, and Level 22 this week. I completely forgot about them. They're that good.
I'm just having a hard time with them having them Motherload up. And Snakeball like next to each other. That's just me. Big boss isn't here to keep me corralled.
So this means you can go crazy. No one to stop you.
I know. Okay. Let's see. Oh my gosh, there's so much business here. Play dates. Sundays, 7 p.m. UK time, 1 p.m. Central. That's for me because I get pissy that we get left out. 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 p.m. Pacific, which means wrong coast. Just kidding. Yeah, let's see. What are we doing? They just did that prominence poker. So this week is PUBG with Mark Fraser and Robin. I'm like, is Robin going to be back from Birmingham? And is Fraser going to be back from camping? So, who knows? But that's what's scheduled for this week is the PUBG. And we'll send out a tweet for whatever we agree on for the following weeks. Because with everybody having been out, we haven't really... Yeah, I know. We're so professional. We can't help ourselves. Golf Club 2 challenges on Xbox One. Join the VG Hub Society. And they post challenges there. And let's see. Our year of living gamgerously. Bongo's beautiful Yolg. And he has updated for us the dirty top 5. Holy cow. Y'all have been some busy, busy kids. As of August 26, Dastardly Jabby has completed 31 games. PG Tips has completed 30. Fraser Moo with 22 games. Terraform with 22. And John Mouse with 21. 400 games have been completed from the beginning. That's a lot of games. Let's say y'all have
been well. Yeah.
Seriously, I know. I am impressed. So I'm gonna throw Tom under.
Imagine what we could accomplish if we like move that energy and passion to like real life stuff. You know, like
no,
you know, like climbing mountains or collecting bottle caps.
Climbing mountains and collecting bottle caps. At least you kept it non-political. Thank you, Rich.
Why would I bring politics onto a podcast? You woman.
Because you're rich. All right.
Breaking news.
No. Victories achieved are yours, man.
Victory achieved. What is this? Tell them now. Victory achieved. Twitter contest rules. Is this what I'm supposed to be reading?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. You must be included in the picture you send to us along with the title of the game. Send to @OC_podcast on Twitter with hashtag victory achieved. And don't forget to add hashtag Yolk if it's from your Dirty 30. Next contest runs from the 1st of July to the 30th of September. Enter to win $20 or £15 in sterling for a gift card for PSN, Xbox Live or Steam. This week's victory achieved updated on the 26th of the 8th, 2017. That's up to date, yes. We've had Dastardly Jabby. He's done Sonic Mania. We've had Caliburn M with Transformers Devastation. Daddy Ickin, I Am Alive. Andy Banganwagon has done Outlast. Dastardly Jabby, he's been busy. He's also done Battlefield Hardline. Dinoch TQ has done Dead Island. Caliburn M. Oh, what's that? Dead Island. It was a fun one, wasn't it?
That was a good, fun, stupid game.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's good. Caliburn M's also been busy. He's done Wolfenstein New Order and Batman Origins. These are all on the Yolgs.
Yeah, all Yolgs.
And on non-Yolgs, we've got Adams KD. Who's that?
Never heard of him.
He's done Sonic Mania. We've had Colin Allcars has done Binding of Isaac. John Lavallee has done Uncharted, The Last Legacy, and Bongo the Sane has done Oxenfree, and they are all of them up to date.
That Oxenfree I know is just now coming out to where we can get it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Bongo was kind of talking about it in the chat, in our show notes chat that we have on WhatsApp. I don't remember him liking it 100%, but I'm sure that if he did, he would let me know if he's still in the regular chat, which I've escaped then. All right. So I know it's like, this has been a very quick podcast because we have very little news in the way of news. And I say this every time, summertime sucks for news for gaming.
Yeah.
When Christmas rolls around and the holidays come about, like, it's going to be one thing after another. But once we're in summer, it's like slow news time. I know that Womble is extremely excited that there are like 10 days and, well, at the time he said 33 minutes and he'd be playing Destiny 2. I'm guessing it's just right around the 10 days time for him now, because his 33 minutes are well past from when he posted that. Are any of you guys picking up that Destiny 2?
Yeah, probably. I'm going to be getting it on PC. I'm looking forward to trying the PC beta, which is coming out in 3 days. I haven't pre-ordered, so I'll just play with all the plebs.
You'll be able to play that with those of us on Xbox as well?
Haven't the foggiest. Probably not.
Well, I mean, they have a lot of crossover games, so I'm hoping.
Yeah, I know Gary and a few other guys are getting it on PC, so
I'll gotcha. Have
to play with. So I don't have an Xbox, so I can't get it on that.
Yeah, and I can tell by that look on your face that's a no. Kyle, are you interested in that one?
I tend to accidentally buy games on Amazon by clicking the one touch thing, so I always like to say no, but I can't resist, which is why I'm not doing the Yol, because I think I've bought more than 30 games since he started it. So, very likely.
Yeah. Would you be getting that one for PlayStation or Xbox?
On the whole, I would lean to the Xbox side just because I still like achievements. I got the PlayStation mainly for exclusives. So, yeah, be on Xbox.
Yeah, I do it on the Xbox because I actually tend to have more people to play with on the Xbox than on the PlayStation when it comes to that kind of stuff. We are going to try and do, speaking of PlayStation, some community games on there. It's just the amount of community games on there versus what's on Xbox seems to be lacking. I'm actually kind of depending on Sarah to help me out with that RCGC, because she plays on the PlayStation a lot. And she's listed quite a few games that we could all do as games for the entire community. And you're on there, obviously, a lot, too. So I might be looking at you, too, Kyle.
Yeah, why not? Should be good.
Yeah,
even more reason to buy it.
More reason. That's just what you need. Nicole said we play on PlayStation 2 and Xbox, so I got it for both. That'll go over like a lead balloon, I'm sure. Oh, Rainbow Six is on sale again. Thank you, Sarah. Yes, I love that. Rainbow Six Siege is probably one of my favorite games to play, and she says it's on sale again on the PlayStation, so we'll be definitely doing a play date for that very, very soon. On the PlayStation, because that is one of my absolute favorites. So
perhaps I'll buy that instead of Switch on Tuesday.
Yeah, because that's cheaper. Saves you a few bucks. Like a lot of few bucks. A lot.
Get a Switch. It's fun.
Oh, damn you!
I've actually started using mine in handheld a lot more and taking it to work, which I never thought I'd do. So sometimes I've got Minecraft on it. And I've got the case, and because the games are so small, I can just carry every game that I've got on it around with me. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it more than I thought I would. Don't buy it. It's crap.
I'm really enjoying it, but it's shit.
For the Switch?
Yeah.
No fucking way.
Yes fucking way.
Okay, Kyle, I'm kind of hating you right now, because now I'm like, damn, I want the Switch too. I wanted it anyway for my kids, but now I want it for me, because I can take it.
Your dog seems to think it's a cat.
Is my dog behind me? I'm like, oh yeah, that's her spot. Yep, there you go. Yeah, that's totally her spot. She loves it there. She actually, if I'm sitting, because that's where I sit on the couch. If I'm sitting there, and she will sit so that she's behind, like, right around my neck like a cat. She's a very strange little puppy.
Yeah, Monty does that now and then, but he's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, she's 6 pounds, so... Monty's, what, 15? Oh, well, you guys don't do pounds. I don't know how many
kilos. 8 kilograms, so...
I'm like, I don't know how many kilos he is. I don't even know what that does, what that transfers to.
It's times 2.2, isn't it?
You're asking me to do math.
It's a lot.
Well, maths, yeah. In your case, there's an S on that one.
Yeah,
word.
We do more than one type.
Math.
Yeah. It's 17 and a half pounds, roughly.
That's a lot of pounds. That's a fat dog.
No, he's just a bigger breed.
A bigger, fatter breed.
Oh, no, you want fat dog? My other dog weighs... it says 16 pounds... I think the scale lies because she looks like she swallowed a basketball. And we came home today and she'd eaten all the bread off the table.
I'm like, all those carbs.
Yeah. And she can't even, when she lays down, she goes, ugh! Like she's letting out all the air. It's hilarious. Stupid dog. Yeah,
I know that feeling. It's fine.
Get your paw out of my shirt. Okay. Well, I guess we're going to wrap this up. So I do appreciate y'all being here. I appreciate everybody being here. And you can follow us, our conversation, and we broadcast weekly on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, mixer.com/OC Podcast, and youtube.com/Overseas Connection Podcast at 11 p.m. in the UK, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast. iTunes and Stitchers, you can leave us reviews. We love to hear from you. Tell us how good or bad we're doing. And we'll respond in kind. No, I'm just kidding. It says the last iTunes review we did was that November? Yeah, that's got to be November. November of 2016. Wow. It's backwards for me. Sorry. We have several clubs, OC Podcast Club on the Xbox One, OC Podcast Community on PlayStation 4, OC Podcast Group on Steam, the OC Podcast Server on Discord, which Mark loves. And you can also email the show, podcast@ocpod.com, tweet us at @OC_podcast. You can find us on Facebook. Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. I'm like, we're just everywhere. We're like a disease.
One of those really fun diseases, though.
Yeah, we're
trying to think of a fun disease. It's really hard.
That's us. Well, we're the only fun disease.
Yeah, it's quite contagious. Oh. Go get some.
Yeah, so we'll do our roundtable shout-outs. We'll start with Dan, and then Dan, pass it to somebody else.
Okay, well, yeah, first off, shout-outs to, you guys. Thanks for having me on. It's been a blast. My co-host, Amorous89, over on the Gamesman podcast. Go check that out if you want to hear more of my voice with some other American. I got a voicemail from someone that's going to be played on the show. Thank you very much. You know who you are. I know who it is as well. Even though he tried to disguise his voice, when you hear it, you'll understand why. Okay. Who wants to... Kyle.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to podcast with three new people. If you want to find me on Twitter, I'm at AdamsKD86. Over to you, Tom. Doesn't sound right. Yeah, I was going to say.
I don't know why these guys insist on calling me Tom. It's weird, isn't it?
It is very weird.
Most people know me as Ped. I've even got a freaking show called Ped. Right, I'll give a shout out, to all you guys. It's always a pleasure. And to Rich, who's in the background. Cheers, buddy. Nice one. I'll give a shout out to my mate, Step J. He always listens. He always listens to this show as well. So, and I better give out a shout out to my partner in crime, Mella, because in case you don't know, I've got a podcast called The Ped and Mella Show, which is filthy. It's not game related. it's not for everyone. I'll just put that out there now that there's a disclaimer. But it's a bit fun.
Did you like the filth I put in your Discord?
I did. I love a bit, you know me, I love filth. I don't use Discord enough. Well, yeah, like I say, I keep on forgetting about it, really, because I haven't got notifications on. I turn notifications off most things. Every so often I go in there, there's like a barrage of messages and filth. Yes, I love a bit of filth. So thanks, Dan.
That's quite all right.
And Nicole, shout outs for you.
I'm going to have to get on more Discord. My dogs are hungry. So now they're getting feisty back here, and you can hear them in the background. I apologize for that. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on, because it was like all of a sudden everybody's like, can't be on. And I'm like, thanks, guys. So I do appreciate that you guys came on and came on in short notice. Hey, can you stop eating the other dog? Really? They're ruining it for me. I mean, come on now. My kids were supposed to keep the dogs in the other room, but again, I really do appreciate you. I appreciate Rich doing all the background work. It was very nice of him to help us out tonight too, and also for all of the people that are in the chat and who watch our show, we appreciate you, and I thank you for being here. Rich has a little shout out that he wants to give as well. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to quickly read off PC Gamer's top 100 PC games of all time. I'm only going to do the last 10, and I'm just going to list them. I'm just going to leave it there for the listeners to enjoy. Right, number 10, Spelunky. Number 9, Doom, the remake. Number 8, Alien Isolation. Number 7, Mass Effect 2. Number 8, Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain. Metal Gear Solid 5, Phantom Pain. Number 5, Portal 2. Number 4, XCOM 2. Number 3, Dishonored 2. And number 2, Dark Souls. And number 1, The Witcher 3.
I love The Witcher.
Send your hate mail to email at pcgamer.internet.com.
Oh, Rich, you're fired.
No. No Age of Empires. I was bewildered. Anyway.
Yeah.
Now, they had a beta on that, too. I know we're supposed to be doing closing notes, but they had a beta on that, too, didn't they? Did that already happen, or is that happening still?
Which?
The Age of Empires beta.
It's still happening, but it's not out yet.
Because I want that damn game. I played the shit out of that game.
Yeah. Sign up on the Age of Empires website. Sign up, and you can get into the beta, maybe. The beta.
I did sign up. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so. Such a good game.
It was. I'm like, you guys will never see me again. I'll be constantly sending my little soldiers to invade shit.
I'll just be clicking villies and clicking on trees and be like, Bolden, Fisk. Bolden, Fisk. Bolden. I love that game so much.
We are such gaming nerds.
I know. Oh my God. Jesus. Anyway, that's me.
Alright, thank you so much again. You guys can find me on the PlayStation, which I will get to, I swear to God, as Amaryllis, and on Xbox as Amaranth, or follow me on Twitter at @OC_Amaryllis. Again, you can follow the show at @OC_podcast on Twitter. We will see you guys later. Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Tatty bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.